WMUCFM, College Park. And I want to be your friend. I want to guard your dreams and dreams.
You got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf. What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God. Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm! It hurts!
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Jerry says she's gonna walk, cause she found I took the radio and hocked it. But Eddie, man, she don't understand that $2,000's practically sitting here in my pocket. Tonight's gonna be everything that I said. And when I walk through that door, I'm just gonna throw that money on the bed. See, this time I wasn't just talking. Then I'm gonna go out walking. Hey, Eddie, can you catch us around? Right?
a homecoming in Harlem late last night. And a magic rat drove his sleek machine over the Jersey state line. Barefoot girl sitting on the hood of a Dodge, drinking warm beer in the soft summer rain. The rat pulls in the town, rolls up his pants. Together they take a stab at romance and disappear down Flamingo Lane. Will a maximum lawman run down Flamingo chasing a rat in a barefoot girl? The kids around here look just like shadows.
Time. city, two hearts beat. Soul engines running through a night so tender. In a bedroom locked, in whispers of soft refusal, and then surrender. In the tunnels uptown, the rats on dream guns him down. The shots echo down them hallways in the night. No one watches and the ambulance pulls away. Where's the girl sets out the bedroom light? Outside the streets on fire and a real death waltz between what's flesh and what's fantasy. Man, the poets down here don't write nothing at all. They just stand back and let it all be. And in the quiet of the night, they reach for their moment and try to make an honest stand. But they wind up wounded, not even dead. Tonight in jungle land.
Tomorrow's What will she do with Thursday's rags when Monday comes around? She turned once more to Sunday's clown and cry behind the door. Don't even ask me how.
I went to get some help. I walked by Guernsey Cow, who directed me down to the Bowery slums, where people carried signs around saying ban the bums. I jumped right into line saying I hope that I'm not late, when I realized I had eaten for 5 days straight. For the cook, I told him I was the editor of a famous etiquette book. The waitress, he was handsome, he wore a powder blue cape. I ordered some Suzette, I said, could you please make that crepe? Just then the whole kitchen exploded from boiling fat. Food was flying everywhere, I left without my hat. But I went into a bank to get some bail for Arab and all the boys back in the tank. They asked me for some collateral and I pulled down my pants. They threw me in the alley when up comes this girl from France, who invited me to her house. I went, but she had a friend who knocked me out and robbed my boots, and I was on the street again. Well, I wrapped up on a house with the U.S. flag upon display. I said, could you help me out? I got some friends down the way. The man says, get out of here, I'll tear you limb from limb. I said, you know they refused Jesus too. He said, you're not him. Get out of here before I break your bones, I ain't your pop. I decided to have him arrested and I went looking for a cop. Out of cab, I went out the other door. This Englishman said fab as he saw me leap a hot dog stand in a chariot that stood parked across from a building advertising brotherhood. I ran right through the front door like a hobo sailor does, but it was just a funeral parlor and a man asked me who I was. I repeated that my friends were all in jail with a sigh. He gave me his card, he said, call me if they die. I shook his hand and said goodbye, ran out to the street, when a bowling ball came down the road and knocked me off my feet. A payphone was ringing, it just about blew my mind. When I picked it up and said hello, this foot came through the line. Well, by this time I was fed up at trying to make a stab at bringing back any help for my friends and Captain Arab. I decided to flip a coin like either heads or tails, but let me know if I should go back to ship or back to jail. So I hopped my sailor suit and I got a coin to flip. It came up tails around the sail, so I made it back to the ship. Well, I got back and took the parking ticket off the mast. I was ripping it to shreds when this Coast Guard boat went past. They asked me my name and I said Captain Kidd. They believed me, but they wanted to know what exactly that I did. I said for the Pope of Iraq I was employed. They let me go right away, they were very paranoid. Well, the last I heard of Arab, he was stuck on a whale that was married to the deputy sheriff of the jail. But the funniest thing was when I was leaving the bay, I saw three ships sailing, they were all heading my way. I asked the captain what his name was and how come he didn't drive a truck. He said his name was Columbus. I just said good luck.
Oh, well, things are hectic here. Sebastian came here. He said that the theme of the show is New York.
Yeah, New York.
That includes New York City and all of New York State. The last two songs didn't mention New York, but from New York bands. We last heard Bob Dylan from the album Bringing It All Back Home. That was Bob Dylan's 115th dream. Bob Dylan, based in Greenwich Village, New York. He lives in Woodstock, New York now, I think. And before that, another great New York City band, the Velvet Underground, and with their the album Velvet Underground and Nico, that was All Tomorrow's Parties. Before that, you know him. Great songwriter from New Jersey. Debut album in 1973 was Greetings from Asbury Park. And the critics loved him and everybody loved him. And everybody should love him, even though he's got about a billion songs, good ones and bad ones now. Debut album was Greetings from Asbury Park. The next album was The Wild, the Innocent, and the East Street Shuffle. I played two tracks that mention New York City from the album Born to Run. That was Meeting Across the River. That's about gangs doing illegal activities. I thought it was about a drug deal, but no, it was about a robbery. You know which river they're crossing over, right?
Oh, where?
They're crossing over from New York, from New Jersey into Manhattan. And the river they're crossing is, they're going across the river.
So they're crossing the river. I know the river, but I forgot the name of
it. Begins with an H.
Hoboken?
Hoboken. That might be from
Hudson.
Yes, the Hudson River. And the next song after that is Jungle Land. We're talking about uptown, downtown, running around in the subways, running through the tunnels. That's a very New York City song. What did I do? What else? I don't remember. You do your thing.
Okay, so let's get with New York State of Mind by Billy Joel.
Like to get away, take a holiday from the neighborhood, hop a flight to Miami Beach or to Hollywood. But I'm taking a Greyhound on the Hudson River line. I'm in a New York state of mind. Seen all the movie stars in their fancy cars and their limousines. Been high in the Rockies, under the evergreens. I know what I'm needing, and I don't want to waste more time. I'm in a New York state of mind. It was so easy living day by day. Had a touch
with the rhythm and blues. But now I need a little give and take. The New York Times, the Daily News. It comes down to reality, and it's fine with me, 'cause I've let it slide. Don't care if it's Chinatown or around Riverside. I don't have any reason, left them all behind. I'm in a New York state of mind.
Softly creeping, left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone. Streets of cobblestone, 'neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People
people talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell, echoing the wells of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispered the sounds of silence.
Winter's day in a deep and dark December. I am alone,
gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow.
I am a rock, I am an rock.
Built walls and fortress deep and mighty that none may penetrate. I have no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain.
I am a rock. I am an rock.
Talk of love,
well I've heard the word before. It's sleeping in my memory.
I won't disturb the slumber of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried.
I am a rock.
Me.
I am shielded in my armor,
hiding in my room, safe within my womb. I touch no one and no one touches me.
I am a rock. I am an island.
And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
These are the armies of the night.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
The Furies. The boppers. The hi-hats. The Lizzies. The Turnbull ACs. The Gramercy riffs.
Riffs! Yeah, right!
And these are the Warriors.
We know about the Warriors. They're a heavy outfit.
They're from Coney Island.
Warriors? You guys are the big dudes, huh?
Now, they're in the Bronx.
We're going back.
27 miles behind enemy lines.
It's the only choice we got.
Between them and safety stand 20,000 cops. And 100,000 sworn enemies.
I want them all. I want all the Warriors.
They've got one way out. They've got one chance. They've got one night. The Warriors.
Ah, the Warriors. That movie is tons of fun.
Who was in that movie? Was it Sylvester Stallone?
No. I don't remember. I don't know
is
if there's
the Warriors?
Any...
Or was it Arnold? Arnie?
There's no famous people in the movie.
Really?
Not that I know of. You see anybody famous? No, we're... Okay, quit goofing around. I'll provide the information here.
Okay.
The information is, you heard the trailer for the movie, which is a movie that's tons of fun. The music you heard in the trailer was the theme for another movie called The Sorcerer, played by Tangerine Dream. And the thing is that the music you hear in the trailer does not appear in the movie or the movie soundtrack, or there's no Tangerine Dream music in the movie.
Oh.
So it's funny that they snuck that in to the soundtrack, but it's not in the movie.
I know what happened to me. You see the guy on the front?
Yeah.
I confuse him with Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, well, that's a young guy in the who's the main character.
I don't know. He looked like a Stallone to me for some reason. But he's not a Stallone.
Maybe so, the bandana and the...
I thought it was like a Rambo something.
Okay. Well, I don't know anything about Rambo movies, but The Warriors is a movie that's... Well, I'm repeating myself. It's tons of fun. It's such an interesting premise. The premise of this movie is it's all about gangs in New York City, and it all takes place at nighttime.
Oh.
And normally the gangs are having wars against each other, but they decide instead of having wars against each other, let's have a truce so we don't fight each other. We just stick to our own territory and commit crimes and robberies in our own territory and don't bother each other.
Oh.
So that sounds like a good plan. And the guy that came up with the plan was like the... a famous personality in the gang who becomes like the leader of all gangs.
Oh, the unifier.
The big unifier leader, and they have a big peace conference up in the Bronx. So you know where the Bronx is? It's up near Connecticut. I mean, it's way at the top of New York City.
Yes.
So they have a big peace conference up in, with it's like tens of thousands of people from all the gangs, and they're all friends, and they're all yes, we're 100% in this truce. We're not going to fight each other anymore. And then when the big leader is making his big speech, somebody shoots him and he's dead.
Oh.
And everybody starts running away, and there's some fighting going on, and the police come and they all scatter. And the gang that shot the guy is this derelict scumbag gang.
Oh.
And they said, the Warriors did it. The Warriors, all the Warriors were there in the Bronx for the peace conference. But they're But their home territory is Coney Island, which is at the opposite end of New York City. It would take like hours and hours and hours by subway to go from one end of New York City to the other. And they have to get back home and get back in their mother's houses to hide, because every gang wants to kill them.
Oh.
Because they assassinated the leader and broke the peace.
Oh, so that sounds like an interesting premise. And have you watched the movie Gangs of New York?
Yes, I did. Talk about ultraviolence. That's one of the most ultraviolent movies I ever saw.
Is the Clockwork Orange an ultraviolence movie?
That's ultraviolence also. And being an early movie from about 1971, that's where I first started hearing the term ultraviolence.
Oh.
So people would say, when you go see Clockwork Orange, it's an anti-violence movie, but it uses violence to preach ultraviolence.
Oh.
They uses ultraviolence to
preach anti-violence.
Preach anti-violence.
So, Jay, we have 12 minutes, and I want to ask you something that is the opposite of violence. What does groovy mean?
Okay, well, groovy certainly is the opposite of violence. And it's, so think 1960s, flower power, LSD, peace and love, flowers, anti-war, peace. And if you use the word groovy, that in the 21st century, that would be very anachronistic. It's such a timepiece, or what do you call something that belongs to a certain era?
A product of its time?
Yeah. So the origin of the word is, so you have all these hippies sitting around preaching peace and love, and music is a big part of it, and they got their record players, and records have grooves in them.
Oh.
So when they're feeling good or things are going good, they're saying, it's in the groove. It's not bumping out and skipping. Oh. It's in the groove. And they would say groovy.
So right now we just played some groove stuff.
Groovy stuff?
Groove, because they have grooves.
Oh, we played records that have grooves?
Yes.
Well, we played a couple records from the 60s. Simon and Garfunkel, those two songs from the 60s. Their big hit, The Sound of Silence. And followed that with I Am a Rock, which is my favorite song from.
So, Jay, we have 10 more minutes. Should I go into my pick?
Yes.
So, we were talking about groovy. Let's go with New York Groove.
Okay, but after that, I have a song that's really mandatory. And I'll tell you what it is.
Okay.
Oops, don't go.
Yeah.
Okay, hang on for technical details. We're technical difficult. This is WMUC-FM, College Park. We're college radio. It's good radio on 90.5 FM on your dial. If they're in the College Park area and you don't have a button set on your radio for 90.5, you should be ashamed of yourself.
So the song that he's playing is Crosby.
Hey baby, are you an overdue library book? Cause you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing.
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh my god, Becky. Becky, are you okay? My arm. I think it's broken. Can you bend it? It's already bent. In the wrong direction. I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case,
my arm is fine.
Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm, it hurts!
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
I got us both ice cream.
Cool.
Hi, Barbie.
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 Hi, Ken.
Hi, Barbie.
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 Hi, Ken.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
I got us both ice cream.
Cool.
Hi, Barbie.
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 Hi, Ken.
Hi, Barbie.
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 Hi, Ken.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
I got us both ice cream.
Cool.
Hi, Barbie.
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 Hi, Ken.
Hi, Barbie.